It was Lindsay's turn to make the food for Crafternoon Thursday. She'd wanted something festive but healthy, so she'd gone with avocado and goat cheese grilled sandwiches, pear salad, and a flourless chocolate cake. The group was discussing My Life on the Road by Gloria Steinem, a nonfiction book for a change of pace, and they were finishing the string bracelets Paula had been trying to teach them to make for a while. The first to arrive was Beth. She was wearing striped overalls, an engineer's cap, and a red bandana around her neck. No one could carry off the train look like Beth. "All aboard for Crafternoon," Lindsay said. Beth pulled a large wooden whistle out of her pocket and blew into it, imitating a train's whistle perfectly.
"I love my job."
"Come on and eat. He must be starving after story time," Lindsay said.
"I am. Reading Virginia Lee Burton's Choo Choo always makes me hungry."
Beth hurried to take the plate Lindsay offered her, just as Paula, Violet, and Nancy entered the room. Lindsay handed Beth a glass of lemonade, but when Beth reached out to take it, she gasped.
"Oh my God, is that? Are you? It is! You and Sully are getting married, aren't you?" she cried.
"Huh?" Lindsay followed the line of Beth's gaze to her hand. Oh, yeah, her ring. The one Sully had put on her finger a few days ago. The same one she'd caught herself staring at repeatedly as the sunlight made the diamonds sparkle and shine. "Oh, that.
That?"
Nancy came hustling up to the table. She grabbed Lindsay's hand and turned the ring in the light. Like a chorus, all of the women oohed and awed.
"That is stunning."
"Dazzling," Violet agreed.
"Gorgeous," Paula breathed.
"How could you not have texted me the minute it happened?"
Beth cried.
"Oh, the betrayal! How long have you been engaged exactly?"
"Well, he proposed the night we chased Sarah Milstein in her red sports car into the woods," Lindsay said.
"Ah!"
Beth gasped.
"But that was days ago."
"Well, things were crazy, and I wasn't sure, but then he asked again, and he put a ring on it," Paula said.
"Yes, he did," Violet said.
"Does this mean what I think it means?"
"Yes, there's going to be a wedding, and yes, you're my matron of honor." Beth cried. Then she let out a girly squee and ran around the table and grabbed Lindsay in a hug that strangled. Charlene LaRue and Ms. Cole joined the Crafternooners. Charlene congratulated Lindsay with a warm hug and complimented her ring. And then, to Lindsay's surprise, Ms. Cole gave her a bracing hug as well and said,
"Well, it's about time."
All the Crafternooners paused to stare at her. Ms. Cole waved a hand and said,
"Oh, please, I knew the first time they laid eyes on each other that they were made for each other. I just didn't think it would take them this long to figure it out."
Nancy choked out a laugh and gave Ms. Cole a hug. Violet did the same, and Lindsay grinned. She loved the camaraderie in this group.